This is it. Here I stand. I'm the light of the world. I feel grand.
This Is It was the name of the Michael Jackson concert series planned for last year, and it was the first song to be released after his death last June. As of today, fans are one step closer to hearing more unreleased music that Jackson left behind. Sony Music has signed a historic record deal with the Michael Jackson estate, which gives Sony rights to Jackson's catalog and to dozens of unreleased songs. The deal is valued at $200 to $250 million. And to talk us through the music and the money is Ethan Smith, who's covering the deal for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Now, Ethan, there have been some tracks that have leaked out, a duet with Lenny Kravitz and snippets of other music. What do you think is in these archives that Michael Jackson left behind?
Well, talking to the people who have been going through it, it sounds like it's a little hard to know still. As you can imagine, Michael Jackson didn't have the most focused and organized approach to his work, and there are apparently a lot of snippets and half-finished songs, and there have been reports talking about hundreds of songs left behind. I think it's fair to say that's an exaggeration, but the people involved in his estate are confident that there are about two albums worth of unreleased songs that they hope to put out over the next several years.
Yeah, and this deal goes through 2017. They're talking about 10 albums total over those 7 years, including, I guess, reissues and re-releases of existing material. But they're obviously banking on an extended, devoted audience for Michael Jackson. Do you think it's there?
That's right. They really are. And I think they feel that the movie This Is It, the concert film that came out last year, really started to rehabilitate his image from the tabloid freak show spectacle that his life had become in the final years. Whether the audience will be there buying his music for seven more years, I think, remains to be seen. Whether the audience will be there buying any music for the next 7 years probably remains to be seen.
You mean if you look at what's going on with album sales?
The music industry overall is going through a wrenching transition right now.
Well, what is Sony saying about the avenues that this might take that would make this deal pay off for them?
Well, they are banking not only on traditional or even online music sales, but also the ability to license this music out to other uses, such as movies or stage shows. There's a Cirque du Soleil show that could be in the works.
Hmm. Ethan, what is this deal between Michael Jackson's estate and Sony? What does it not cover?
Well, the deal only covers Jackson's songs. It does not cover things like his name and likeness, the right to sell merchandise, which the mega deals of recent years with people like Madonna and Jay-Z that have gotten a lot of attention include all those rights. They're called 360 deals. This is not a 360 deal. It's much more like a traditional record deal. So if someone wanted to make a video game sort of like Rock Band, in which there was an image of Michael Jackson singing his songs, the record company would benefit from the song's presence in the game, but only the estate would benefit from the use of his name and likeness in the game.
What do folks connected with Michael Jackson's estate have to say about this deal, what it means to them?
Well, I think they feel that this deal reflects the fact that Michael Jackson, even dead, is the biggest pop star in the world, and that this deal gives his children and his mother the right compensation that they're owed for that music.
Ethan Smith with The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.